COVID-19 and the associated lockdown has caused unprecedented harm to the South African economy. Household finances have been dealt a terrible blow as some breadwinners' wages have been cut, jobs lost, and given the ongoing virus storm with the country still in lockdown to a degree, the level of uncertainty about the future remains very high. Ahead of these developments, experts were constantly warning that South Africans don't save enough for a rainy day, and now a very big storm has hit, with few people having reinforcements in place for the fallout. So, what can individuals or households do better to build their financial future during these very difficult days? Well, to discuss this matter further, I'm joined on the line by Nick Haralambos. He's the author of Side Hustle, and Renee Krobler. She's the head of Investech Cash Investments. Thanks very much to both of you for joining us. So before we get into how we can better build our financial futures, let's provide some context. Renee, you guys produce the Investec GIB Savings Index. Before COVID, what did the picture of South African households look like in terms of savings?
So the Investec GIB Savings Index has been indicating for quite some time that the savings levels in South Africa is really below par. To give you an indication, the savings index is an indication of how well savings is doing in South Africa, both from a household, a corporate, and a government perspective. And clearly from a macroeconomic point of view, it's quite important because savings is the only way to really fuel economic growth in a country, because savings fuels investment and investment fuels growth. And the latest number is really still a far cry from what we need to achieve the economic growth that we're looking for in South Africa. So a pass mark on the index would be about 100. And we are sitting at 62.5 as we speak today. So that really doesn't give us a very good picture of the savings state of South Africa.
Yeah. Now, we know that savings can act as an important buffer when unexpected developments like COVID-19 impacts happen. And unfortunately for many South Africans, they were caught off guard. So, Nick, coming to you now, you authored Side Hustle. What's your suggestion about how a side hustle can help boost a household's prospects?
Yeah, that's a good question. And it's not as simple and straightforward as we would obviously hope. And Renee and I are in agreement mostly on this, that before you even consider starting a side hustle with your own money and financial strain, you should have savings in your side. So that's the first key thing, is don't commit money that you aren't capable of losing to starting a side hustle. But then if you are going to commit time, and that's another way of kind of capital investment, is investing your time and your effort, then what you should be doing is setting your success triggers. For example, you want to make an extra 1,000 rand a month through the side hustle, and you should slowly, carefully, and consistently be building out an extra revenue stream. And I mean, for me, side hustle is just something that adds extra income to your existing and core revenue stream.
Yes.
Or income stream. So it's not trying to replace your job. It's trying to get you across the line in terms of savings, or saving for your kids' college funds, or whatever it is you're looking for. So it isn't really about subtractive from your life. It should be additive to your life.
Renee, of course, we're talking in a context where some small businesses, even some large ones, are failing, and where even demand patterns for goods and services are now changing, and where people are re-looking at the very way that they do their work, with a shift to using more technology and so on. So where do you see opportunities for side hustles in a fluid business landscape?
Yes, it certainly isn't an easy environment, I don't think, for anybody at the moment. Households, small businesses, we just have to look at the level of unemployment. But for me, the opportunities really exist in the small business side. And, you know, I know that Nick will talk about the distinction between a startup and a side hustle, but really any kind of economic activity that starts at grassroots level, where people are looking to generate income for the country, income for themselves, and hopefully at some point create jobs and employment. We know that large corporates and small businesses are suffering alike at the moment. But for me, I think we have a strong entrepreneurial spirit in South Africa. We have people who have tenacity and who are not going to give up. And really, a side hustle is a bit of a mind shift for people to make.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be an all or nothing. You don't have to quit your job, start a new business, get 500 people to invest in order to start a side hustle. And I think Nick can give you you know, more color on what a side hustle looks like.
Yes.
But that's really where I see the opportunity is for people just to break out of the mold of thinking that it's all or nothing. You either have a job or you have a startup.
Yeah.
You can have a steady income at a day job and still do something to supplement your income and potentially even create more jobs.
Mm. Nick, when considering the idea of pursuing a side hustle, apart from obviously identifying a market and being able to cater to it, what are some of the issues one needs to consider before biting the bullet and giving it a go?
Yeah, it's an important point, is that you shouldn't just be aimlessly diving into the idea of, oh, I need money and I'm a starter today and I'll be rich tomorrow. That's not how it works. So the things that I ask people to do when they're starting out with a side hustle is, one, you should absolutely communicate with the people that are important to you in your life, because you're going to be sacrificing some of your time to the side hustle, and they need to be on board with that.
Mm.
The second thing is, you need to be realistic about your expectations. If you are desperate for extra income and, for example, you need to pay school fees next week, your side hustle will likely not do that for you.
Mm.
So it's something that needs to be planned out carefully. And I do emphasize the concept of success and failure triggers. So what I like to help people do is set their priorities. And I'm always stunned at how few people, even when it comes to the savings that Renee is talking about, how few people have considered exactly what their priorities are and how they're going to get there. So how much are you saving? If you don't know right now, you should probably go and work that out. How much time can you commit to the side hustle? If you don't know, you should work it out.
Yeah.
And then lay out all of these things and slowly, and I've said this already, patiently and consistently work towards building towards the success trigger that you've defined.
Hmm. Renee, what about those people who can't even explore a side hustle because they don't have a primary job to begin with, and yet they have great business ideas? There continues to be a debate that goes on around the financial sector and about the extent to which it's able to support SMEs and entrepreneurs. Do you think COVID-19 is going to help the sector rethink its approach in partnering with the likes of SMEs and entrepreneurs?
I do think the landscape is going to look significantly different. And I think large organizations and small businesses and entrepreneurs have been challenged to really come up with new ways of doing things. We've seen some funds launched, you know, to support small business. There have been quite a few initiatives that have been driven by large organizations, by government. But I do think it's going to be a tough environment for the next while.
Mm.
And those people who are thinking that, you know, it's going to be easy, I don't think that really is any of us. All of these things come at a cost. And often it is, you know, I know Nick says you don't have to sacrifice everything. But you do need to know what you are willing to put into, a side hustle or any other endeavor that you're getting into.
Mm.
So no, I don't think it's going to be easy, but it isn't impossible.
Nick, Renee mentioned that you are going to be able to define the difference between a startup and a side hustle. Please do that for us.
Yeah, look, I mean, this one is always open to debate and consistently debated. But for me, a side hustle is something that adds to your core income without any intention of replacing it in the short to medium term.
Mm.
When I've built startups out in the past, the idea was very specifically to build the product so that I could raise funding and build it into a fully fledged business that I did full time. And I've been doing that since I was 16.
Hmm.
Build a side hustle with the intention of turning it into a full time thing, raising money and scaling it globally. So that for me is the very clear difference. Is a side hustle is additive to your existing income streams and it has no intention of replacing them. And for me, something like investing in more or less risky stocks that pay a dividend over a 20-year period, that could be a side hustle if those dividends come in every month.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a business specifically. For me, a startup is something you're going out to build out as your full-time gig in a short period of time.
Mm. Still with you, Nick, of course, everyone's circumstances are different. But in the context of looking to build or improve the buffers for a rainy day in the future, or like you say, to save for your children's education, how do you think side hustle money should best be utilized?
I don't want to sound like a broken record, but for me, it's all dependent on what your priorities are as an individual.
Yeah.
There really is no broad spectrum answer to this. The main thing that you need to do if you're thinking of a side hustle is define what you want out of it. And then if you need, let's say, 5,000 Rand a month to go into your bank account to save, if you make 7,000 Rand, take the five, save it, and use the other two to grow the side hustle. If you have no intention of growing your side hustle, take the seven and put it into savings.
Mm.
If you want to save less and grow the business, great. But it is all about setting very clearly up front what you want out of this. So the main reasons for that are you're not feeling guilty if you're not hitting it. And if you have hit it, you know when you've achieved success and you don't have to panic about scaling it in the world of everything must be bigger and better. For this kind of idea, it doesn't need to be bigger and better. It needs to achieve what you set out for it to achieve. And then just make it last as long as it can last.
Yeah. And Renee, just to end up with you and talk about your Investec Gibbs Savings Index, basically you've told us that the reading is very poor. When do you, or what elements do you think need to be fulfilled before you envisage that being around the 100 plus mark? Because obviously our economy is in a bad shape, people are losing jobs, and we don't know what the future holds anytime soon.
Yes, it is a bit of a chicken and an egg. It can either be a virtuous or a vicious cycle. And I think it really does start with the culture of saving. You know, for a very long time, even before the pandemic or the crisis, people have been living beyond their means and spending more than they actually can afford. You know, and so for me, there are always two sides to the coin of saving. The one is your income. And that's what we've been discussing today, which is around how do you supplement your income? And for people who are very concerned about job security, clearly, you know, that is quite an important priority for them right now. And then we also talk about spending. You know, are you clear around what you are spending on? And are those the necessities or are you living above your means? So I think if we start with a culture of saving and then an entrepreneurial culture where we're trying to stimulate economic growth, you know, taking that savings and redeploying it into the economy by creating more jobs, by creating more business. I think that's the only way we're really going to pull ourselves as a country out of the savings trap that we find ourselves in. So I think there's some practical steps that we as individuals can take, both by thinking differently around our income streams. And, you know, I found Nick's insight quite fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And then also thinking differently around spending. And those would be my thoughts on that topic.
Mm. That was Nick Haralambos, the author of Side Hustle, and Renee Krobler. She's the head of Investec Cash Investments.